Mornings are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
So we were talking about Colleen's pillow testing procedures. Well, she starts off by just ordering...
A good pillow is hard to find.
An expensive pillow online.
Yes, I basically just Googled best ever pillow, and it turns out that can be pricey.
What, the internet? Somewhat misleading? No.
$120.
Yeah, that, and that was with a 20% off coupon.
So with...
thank you.
I mean, I'll mention that again.
Oh, well, then you should have bought three. Okay. Did you get free shipping if you spent over $150?
Of course I did. Come on now.
So when that didn't work, she took to going to the pillow aisle at Walmart, right? Was that where it was?
No, I was at Bed Bath & Beyond. I had to return the pillow there. So I returned the pillow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now you're just lying on the beds.
Yeah, I narrowed it down to four more pillows. I took them all over to the section where the display beds are and decided to lay on them in a variety of positions.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What a treat for all the consumers.
Well, what it reminded you guys remember this story when I was shopping for a new bed frame,
mm-hmm.
and my mom gave me the advice, well, just make sure it's sturdy. You don't want some junk, Kyle. Don't get junk. Just spend the money once. Get a sturdy bed frame. So
$7,000.
No, I'm in the store, and I'm kneeling on the bed, holding on to the frame, shaking the bed frame.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to see if it's sturdy. That's what I was doing, but you can imagine what that looked
fun.
Like. To everybody walking by. I was getting a sturdy bed frame. A hardy one. That's not going to fall apart.
Perv in aisle four.
People say, where's Colleen when I'm out? I'm like, I'm not hanging out with her. She does weird things.
She's shaking bed frames and laying on display beds.
2801-1025. Allison's on the phone from Osceola. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey. So I'm kind of sticking up for Colleen here.
Granted,
I just go to Walmart to buy my pillows.
Okay.
And I usually don't go over the $8 pillows, but I either put them on the cart, have my child hold it up, and I put my head on it, or I just, like, pretend to coddle it on the side of my head and test out my pillow.
Right. But, there is a testing process, is what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. Because you can't just go out and buy the cheapest pillow and expect it to be good. I mean, or... sometimes the most expensive pillow you find isn't going to be that great either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I got to tell you, I know this sounds ridiculous to everybody, but pillows can get outrageous. Like some of the other, like the down-filled pillows can be upwards of $200. So I know my $118 sounds crazy. Mind you also, I'm desperate because I'm having some neck pain, so I'm very vulnerable to these promises that people make about a good pillow.
Right.
I'm blaming the marketing companies.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Here we go.
That are preying upon my pain.
Mm-hmm.
I agree there, but also if it's in regards to a lot of neck pain, your chiropractor might be able to have a pillow to offer as well.
Yeah, he did. It's a side sleeping pillow that won't even allow you to sleep on your stomach, and I cannot break my stomach habit, despite the fact that everybody says you have to get off your stomach.
What's the chiropractor want for that pillow, by the way?
That one was $80.
What? That's cheaper than
the... Cheaper, I know.
What?
Yeah.
So what do you think?
It can get expensive, and it's just ridiculous because all it is some fluff and feathers and maybe cotton.
Right. I know.
So you've bought a $120 pillow before, Allison?
Oh, Lord, no.
Okay.
No, goodness. No,
the defense falls apart.
Yeah, and that's where the defense ends.
Have a good day, Allison. You take
you
care.
You too.
Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Topical, like an ointment.
Star 102.5.